Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing.
We're back this week with Kate Young from Mother Hubbard's Cupboard talking about food and money.
As we've said over the last 2 weeks, Americans spend 15% of their income on food. That's a big chunk of their budget. Fast food places and grocery stores make it convenient for us to resort to processed foods that are not only more expensive, but also less healthy than cooking with simple ingredients from scratch.
By learning the basics of cooking, shopping, and nutrition, we can add many, many dollars to our monthly budgets and also maintain healthier lifestyles, saving us healthcare costs in the future. The internet and library are full of information about this, but all of that information can be a bit overwhelming.
Luckily, in Bloomington, we have Mother Hubbard's Cupboard, an organization that not only helps distribute food to the needy, but also offers a one-stop source for smart grocery shopping, gardening, and nutrition information suitable for everybody. This week, we conclude our interview with Kate Young about the direct link between food and money.
Yes, it's economical to harvest fruit from either your own yard, from your neighbors, from friends. There's a lot of fruit trees that grow on public land. You can sometimes harvest fruit from that and then make jam. Sounds like a really involved process, but once you learn how to do it, it's really a lot of fun. Something you can do with your whole family, something you can do with a group of friends. It doesn't have to be a chore. Cooking at home and cooking from scratch, it doesn't have to be something that we dread doing every night that we have to do in order to save money or to eat better. It can really be a lot of fun.
Our food doesn't always have to just come from the grocery store or restaurants.
Mother Hubbard's Cupboard does operate 3 community gardens, and they are in the city gardens. Anyone who's interested can come to our regularly scheduled garden work days, helping to grow the food. They can harvest, they can take some home with them, learn some of those basic skills. We also offer formal gardening class. People think that in order to start a garden, they need to have a lot of land, they need to own their own place, and they need to go out to a big box store and buy a bunch of stuff. And that is not the way that we garden. We try to have as few external inputs as possible. I mean, you can save a lot of money on things like herbs that can really be quite expensive once you get into cooking from scratch and cooking at home. And then once you're growing your own food, you're getting the freshest, highest quality food available. I think a lot of people are realizing that this is a great way to save money. It's a really important life skill to know something about where your food comes from and know something about how to grow your own food.
We often talk on this show about how you have to invest in yourself in order to have a financially literate life. If you have these skills, you have a better chance of not only saving money, but also being healthier, especially if you're in a crunch. You'll have the skills to figure out how to feed your family for a while if you know how to cook, if you have a garden, if you know where to go in the community.
We don't intend to be anyone's sole source of food, but we're there to help wherever you're at in terms of need. If only you had a little extra money, you could eat fresh food. You know, come to Mother Hubbard's Cupboard and see if you can find some of the fresh foods that you're looking for, and that can help you save some money in your budgeting and allow you to pay the other bills that you need to pay and still improving your diet. Well, we are located on 1010 South Walnut. We're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. You can also find out all about us on the web at MHC Food Pantry, all one word, mhcfoodpantry.org. That'll tell you all about our hours, our programs, and the specific gardening hours that we have every week. If you're interested in learning more about gardening and don't have your own space to garden, it's also a great place to get started, learn some of the skills, and take home a bag of produce when you leave.
Thank you so much for coming and talking to us.
Oh, it was such a pleasure. Thank you.
That was Kate Young from Mother Hubbard's Cupboard.
Kate will be at the Monroe County Public Library to show how learning something simple, making homemade pancake mix, can increase your financial literacy and nutrition knowledge. See money.mcpl.info for more information and to sign up. For now, I'm Ashley Hall of United Way.
And I'm Jason Evans Groth of the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money program. The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money project and produced for community radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.